and you buy nail sometimes, you buy a large quantity, you'll buy a whole
keg.
And there's a musical instrument people used to play.
An old organ.
And kind of play like that, twang it.
Ukulele?
That's like this. this thing that goes meow meow.
Yeah.
Would you ever call it Jew
harp?
Yeah. And around the barrel are big metal
hoops.
And if you have a bottle and you don't want the liquid to come out, you probably stick a what in it?
Cork.
And you have a nail, you want to get it in the wood, you'll hit it with a
hammer.
And now I don't know what this business is. And Mr. Berkey tried to explain it to me, and I still don't understand it. On wagons, and from the city. Mm-hmm. There are parts of the wagon up near the front where the horse hooks onto it somewhere. What are the parts? Can you
double trees? Or?
All right. Is a double tree the same as an evener?
Yeah.
You'd say double tree though.
I usually say double tree.
And what
two horses and one horse is single tree.
All right, that's exactly what I wanted. And any other parts on a buggy, for example, would have a
shaft.
And there's also a tongue.
Tongue.
Is that on buggies too?
Yeah, and tongue. The neck yoke on the whole stand up.
Alright. Now, if you, man has a wagon load of wood, going from here to here, you might say he's doing what to the wood? He's,
moving it or?
Hauling it.
Hauling it from one place.
Okay. The thing you use to break up the ground so you can plant stuff eventually is a
plow.
And you go over it, after it's plowed, you go over it with a
disc.
And after
over a harrow.
And do you ever haul stone out of the field when the ground was soft on a particular thing that didn't have any wheels on it?
Stone boat.
And what does a boy use when he wants to go in the snow? The thing was
sled.
You call it a sleigh or anything? Just a sleigh, probably.
Yeah, usually call it a sleigh.
Do you have any name for the thing that a carpenter uses to put a board across and he's going to saw it?
Saw horses.
And would it be any different if you were sawing stove wood as opposed to
plank? Yeah, uses saw book, I guess.
And if I want to get the hair out of my eyes, which I'd like to very much, I could use a comb, or maybe I could use something else.
Brush.
And the thing you'd use to sharpen the straight razor on would be a
strap.
And if you're going hunting with a rifle, you better take along some
shells.
Well, that'd be with a shotgun.
Some cartridges.
And the thing the children play on is a long board, and you go up and down.
Teeter totter.
And you carry in coal to the fire in a
skillet, coal hod.
And what?
Coal hod.
And a thing you might carry some bricks around in or something with a wheel on the front and two handles would be a
wheelbarrow.